This is Center Stage Minnesota. Center Stage Minnesota is our show at Northern Community Radio, where we focus on the talents of Minnesota musicians. Very fertile ground has been for a long time in this state. I dare say, though, that it is as good statewide as it has ever been. I might be able to be argued with on that, but I don't think anybody could prove that that's inaccurate completely. So, and I'm just very happy to be able to showcase music from Minnesota here on Northern Community Radio. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. I'm going to be your host for this edition of Center Stage Minnesota. One little feature we got coming up in this edition of Center Stage Minnesota is an essay about songwriting, how to approach it, how to approach thinking about approaching it, from Joseph Holt, who is one half of the duo Acoustic Smoke. So we'll hear that a little later, obviously with some music from Acoustic Smoke as well. Starting off with the Bemidji Band today, Kaylee, Brownies and Beer.
Thank you.
Was the Brass Messengers. They're just kind of what they sound like. They're kind of almost like a brass marching band, and they're trying to take that kind of music into new areas. And this is a release from last year. It's called Metal Harvest. So the Brass Messengers with Amara Terra Mia on Center Stage Minnesota. We started off the show today with Kaylee. And It's from their From the Northland release. It came out in 2007. Brownies and Beer was the track that we heard. This is Center Stage Minnesota, and that is our show here at Northern Community Radio that seeks to focus on the talents of Minnesota musicians. Part of the show's mission is also to enhance the music scene. This is a release from Martin Devaney. It's the opening track. Hold On to Your Money is the name of this song.
Tumbleina somewhere myself without the city. I love a helpless life she holds. The grandparent is growing old. She thinks about the days gone by. It slowly starts to cry. Starts to cry. Starts to
That's the Glen Russells, and for that one we're going back to 1997 from the Fire at Night release from the Glen Russells. Love that song. Short one, under 2 minutes there. Tumbelina is the name of that. High Drama Blues before that. Do Me Right from their self-titled release, and Martin Devaney started that set. Hold On to Your Money is the opening track from his release, The West End. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. I am your host for Center Stage Minnesota. Coming up, we've got music from Acoustic Smoke from their very recent release. And right now, we're going to hear an essay from Joseph Holt, who is one half, the voice of the duo known as Acoustic Smoke. And here's an essay that he gives us about songwriting.
I find myself thoroughly surprised by how often people ask me about my songwriting environment. How specialized is it, they'll ask. How long do I retreat into solitude? Do I write in the wee hours of the morning so as to commune with the night? Questions like that. So I thought I might explore that question, at least a little, and look at how I choose to do this. My two teenage children took a course in how to write a novel. The entire course was designed to write an adventure novel in 13 weeks alongside the professor. He would lecture on each week's chapter, what to expect, what the chapter had to accomplish, and how it should resolve itself. It was surprisingly formulaic, and it caught my attention. I took a look at the curriculum and watched the opening lecture, I suppose out of curiosity, really. He spent most of that time dissuading his students of the mythical approach to writing. Writing is not, in his mind, a metaphysical Zen experience of Gnostic thought through tantric devotion to meditation. It's just work. Now, I remember Louis L'Amour, the famed writer of dime store westerns, saying he could write in a traffic jam if his pen held out in the heat. And I find that music really is no different. It's about inspiration, of course, but work mostly. Understand, I'm not talking about the occasional writer who creates something now and again out of love for the craft, the feel, the challenge, the ability to say something in an interesting or moving way. I'm speaking here of the professional. Paul McCartney said he and the Beatles would write 100 songs, record 10, release 1. Now, I and other writers I know can't afford to be quite so draconian in their approach, but they certainly strive to be. It's not uncommon for a pro to write a song a week steadily across a year or more. Some strive to produce one every couple of days, landing them squarely in that two-a-week area if we only count business days. And of course, this is, if nothing else, a business. You can begin to imagine what it would mean if you had to have a Zen-like experience of inspiration each and every time you wanted to produce something. You'd be in the lotus position till you got saddle sores, the cost of incense and candles would simply destroy you. If the band is not touring, recording, or engaged in other things, I find I can turn on that one-a-week charm largely at will. Once in a great while, I can kick out two, but not steadily, and quality diminishes. This idea of steadily producing so much material is already known to you through television. You know that comedic writers, while they do write in a team, produce new material each and every week and quite a bit of it. I don't see how their writing could be any easier than mine. In my case, until you start dealing with publishers and record companies, you don't have to hit too many writing deadlines. I would bet that comedic writers would kill for that kind of flexibility. Here I would offer you the advice of the famed comedic writer John Cleese. Cleese feels that creativity takes an hour and a half. I find this remarkably odd length of time very accurate and similar to my own experience. He suggests you learn to close yourself off from distraction in a time and a place where you can assure no interruption for that length of time. You only get an hour of creative work because the first half hour is simply allowing your mind to focus on the problem at hand, the creative work to be done. And Cleese strongly emphasizes this. It is a focus on the problem. The issues of the world and its demands must slowly simmer down in your own mind before you can really offer your full attention to your creative endeavor. This is a focus on the problem. One needn't meditate. One may even do this in a loud environment, but you do need the ability to bring your mind into focus on the problem at hand.
You're like a steam train, baby, rolling on down the track. You're like a steam train, baby, hot whistling steel that moves like that. I can't catch you, woman, 'cause I just can't move like that. You're like a steam train, woman, all throbbing fire in the night. All the flapping tops and a running fine. Oh, you got six wheels of rhythm, air flying straight and a keeping time. You go choo choo choo, choo 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 choo. Mm-hmm. Choo choo choo, choo 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 choo. Oh yeah. Choo choo choo, choo 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 choo. You're like a steam train, baby. I just lay off of that heavy load. Yeah, lay it down over here, baby. Mm-hmm. You're like a steam train, baby. Oh, can I help you down the road? Oh, you move too fast for me, baby. But I come along if you let me go. Woman.
I just can't move like that. Morning, my yo-yo mama was gone. I got up this morning, my yo-yo mama was gone. Oh, I stood by my bedside, couldn't do nothing but hang my head in. I walked down the street, I couldn't be satisfied. I walked down the street, I couldn't be satisfied. I had a yo-yo blues, I'm just too mean, I'm just too mean to cry. Ain't none of my business, but it's showing right. Ain't none of my business, but it's showing right. Take another man's woman and play around all night. Sure didn't mean no harm. If I mistreated you, I sure didn't mean no harm. I'm a yo-yo daddy, I didn't know right, I didn't know right from wrong. I'm a stranger here, I just got in your town. I'm a stranger here, I just got in your town. So do me a favor, please don't turn me down.
Steel guitar there from Tom Feldman, Yo-Yo Blues from Lone Wolf Blues. It's a release from last year. The writing of that song is credited on this record to Barbecue Bob. Before that, Acoustic Smoke from their Leave Better Than You Are release, another 2012 release from Acoustic Smoke. Steam Train was the name of that track. And then we heard from the voice of Acoustic Smoke, and the songwriter, one of the songwriters as well, Joseph Holt, about how he approaches songwriting, how he thinks about songwriting. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. This is Center Stage Minnesota. Here is one from Quick and Dirty that came out last year from Matt Ray and Those Damn Horses, Gambling Barroom Blues. Cool. Beat on the old jawbone.
name was Big Old Bill. He smokes and drinks and eats a lot, and I guess he always will. Well, Angelina Baker, Angelina's gone. Let me hear her weep a tear and beat on the old jawbone.
Chain upon my baby's diamond ring. Oh, hey. hey, 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 hey. The gambling ballroom blues.
Duluth musician Mary Bew, Red Dirt Trails, that comes from East to the Sea. Before that, we heard two from Matt Ray and Those Damn Horses. That song, Angelina Baker, is possessed. It just keeps popping itself up for me there. So we got to hear two, Angelina Baker, and kind of rightfully so, because they're very different well, quite different approaches. One is sort of their stomp grass style that they have, or high energy bluegrass. And then that one was almost more of a blues tune. The Gamblin' Barroom Blues was the second song we heard from Matt Ray and Those Damn Horses. That comes from Quick and Dirty, latter part of 2012 release from Matt Ray and Those Damn Horses. This is Center Stage Minnesota, and Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of Ampers. You can find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now from Leo Kottke, from a 1971 release from Mr. Kottke, called Mudlark, here's one called Hear the Wind Howl.
Some cloudy day, the sun won't shine, my blues away, and all I've lived for seems far away. Some cloudy day, hear the
Kottke here on Center Stage Minnesota. Mudlark is the release. It came out in 1971, and we just heard Hear the Wind Howl. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck, and it's been fun bringing you another edition of Center Stage Minnesota. And we're going to go out on this edition with the Southside Aces. Their 2011 release is called A Big Fine Thing, and this one's called Smoke Rings.
Thank you. Thank you.